Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 210.
Welcome back, team. In this one, we're talking about how to own your state. Let's go. T-Money, when I say the word state, I'm not talking about geography. I'm talking about getting your biochemistry, getting your mindset, getting your physiology activated and clear. I would wager that a huge percentage of your ability to execute, retain information, to be engaged, is being intentional with getting in the right state. One of my core truths of high performance is it begins before it begins. That means a lot of things. It means how you prepare, how you practice, your game plan, what you choose to focus on, your values, who you surround yourself with. But really in the moment, for the moment, there's a key window. And a lot of people in performance environments miss this crucial step because all of their training is how to win the moment when you're in the moment. Like I think of sales, like, okay, here's the sales messaging. Here's the opener. If I have an objection or, you know, you have a meeting you go to and you're just like carrying the last meeting residue into the current meeting. Or you've done this for a long time. You're like, oh, I already know everything. So you just kind of just waltz right in and you're not super intentional about what's my intention in this moment. So Tony Robbins, arguably the greatest high-performance coach of all time, look at his client list. I mean, presidents, professional Olympic athletes, the wealthiest entrepreneurs in the world. Like this is who he works with. And his events are, you know, sold out across the world. But he talks about three steps for a breakthrough. It's three S's. It's super clever. It's state, story, strategy. In that order. So state would be, man, get your body and mind activated. You would never max out in weightlifting without warming up. T-Money, when you go play golf, it's very rare that you just roll to the first tee, but everyone says, okay, everybody gets one breakfast ball, as in you get like one or two shots off the tee to get warmed up, you know? So why don't we use that same approach? Like in sports, we always warm our body up before we compete. When you're in a mode of learning or serving or producing, we should have a time before to get our mind, body in alignment, activated peak state. So Tony Robbins talks about getting your body right to activate the mind. So that's story. Then he talks about, that's state. Then he talks about story. We're all telling ourselves a story about what we're doing. We have these biases. We have these ways we associate, you know, how we interpret our perspective of ourselves, our past, our clients, our customers, competition, our teammates. So really owning your story. And then the last one is strategy. What's the right strategy? Success leaves clues. How are you going to execute? Which he teaches systems, but we're going to spend right now on state. It begins where it begins. So he has several ways to do it. Breath work, taking some deep breaths. Or Huberman out of Stanford, you know, breathe in through nose twice, out through mouth once, like activating energy. Tony Robbins talks about doing incantations, where it's using your body and moving and saying powerful affirmations about who you are and how you're going to just dominate the day. If thoughts become things, man, why wouldn't we do this activity before a test, for a presentation? Prime, it's called priming. Prime your energy, prime your focus. I'm ready for this. I'm built for this. I've done the work. I've prepared. I've practiced. I've done role plays. Just get your mind in that state, but use your body to activate energy. If you want to change your psychology, use your physiology. So maybe do some jumping jacks. Play your favorite song. T-Money, are you feeling this one today?
Love it.
Okay.
It's a great reminder always.
I mean, part of what we do, I feel like I'm like Captain Obvious. We just like remind people of the basic things that we often miss. Do simple better, do basic better. Mm. Common sense is a common practice. And then part of getting in that right state is maybe it's gratitude.
Yeah.
Shift your expectation to appreciation. Maybe it's taking a moment to visualize and see clearly what you want to do and execute. We know Michael Phelps would spend 30 minutes a day visualizing the entire process of his race. So let's just take you for example. Your next golfing round, what are you going to do to get into a peak state?
I mean, it's always, I just few months ago started this new like pre-shot routine. So before each shot, do the exact same thing every time. Stick to your process and do basic better. And it's walk up to the ball, stand, I don't know, 7 feet behind it, sit there, look at the ball, look up, visualize the shot I want to hit, take a deep breath, take a practice swing, go up, hit the ball. And every time I'm visualizing it, I'm taking a deep breath, I'm recentering myself, and then the practice swing just to get the feel, and then hit it, go up and hit the ball. And all of
That's
this in
great.
like 10 seconds. Yeah.
But you're creating an intentional process that you can duplicate that gets your mind body in alignment, your focus alignment. You're getting your mind body in the right state.
Exactly.
So I think salespeople, you know, in outside sales, we have, you know, 4 to 10 calls a day. We just get on the hamster wheel and we're just in and out of our car, or we're dialing for dollars. You have to, you know, if you're an inside sales, pick up the phone. Like
Yeah.
we just miss like getting that right energy, that right focus. What's my intention? How can I use words as tools to cultivate confidence? How can I use posture and expansive body language to lower cortisol, to increase testosterone, to get that energy that is transferable because leadership is a transfer of energy. So team, let's go. Get into the right state before anything you do that requires you to deliver something of value. Don't just be this just dead fish, no energy, no focus, no create an experience for people around you. But that happens by being intentional. It begins where it begins. A lot of times, just like Tanner talked about, it could be 10 seconds, it could be 5 minutes, it could be 10 minutes. Whatever you need to do, no wasted attempts. Don't just roll out of bed. Life is too precious. And when life is a game of inches, so every shot on goal is going to have intent. It's going to have purpose. I'm going to get my body and my mind and body activated by getting in state. Let's go. So team, if you like this, love for you to share it. Love for you to talk about it. If you lead people, if you're in a team, hey, let's talk as a group. How can we get into state before we start in that execution phase? Let's go, team. Team money. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.
Hey, Mastermind Mindset listeners, if you're looking for more resources on how to win the inner game, are you aware that I've written 7 books and 2 journals are all on Amazon? So go right now, Amazon app or the website, and search on Amazon Colin Henderson Books and get the tools and resources to embed these concepts to become the best version of you. Read the books and then use the journals, either the Flow Journal or the Rise Journal, to implement these strategies. You got this.